Don is our next caller, and Don, you're on the air on KLOS with Frank Sontag.
Hi, hello, Frank. Good morning. It's a great pleasure to speak to you once again. How are you doing tonight?
I'm okay. How are you, Don?
Physically, I'm okay, but once again, emotionally, I'm still very upset about the war that continues to rage in Iraq, even as we speak, I'm sure. It's very, very troubling, the war, and on top of it, all of the repercussions that are currently happening and will probably come down the line. You know, what? One of the things that's troubling is the so-called overwhelming support for this war in this country, and the idea that the people that protest the war are somehow anti-American. Well, if you look at the worldwide protests, certainly a lot of those protests are anti-American. There was a lot, I was looking on the internet, and there were a lot of demonstrations this weekend all around the world. And some of them were very openly, you know, burning American flags and such. I don't think too much of that made the mainstream news, but, you know, thank God for the internet. But this war has had a profound effect on me, Frank. I called you about 3 weeks ago. And, you know, I have to ask you, you know, I added you to my emailing list. Did you get emails from me? And I had a few that I wrote that said, maybe tomorrow I'll feel better, but today I feel, and then I wrote a bunch of words. Did you see those by any chance?
Well, we've had, how shall I say this here? I may or may not be getting some of your emails. Disney is in the process of kind of reorganizing mailbox systems with emails, and I am accessing a good chunk of emails through another website. Whether I'm getting everything or not, I don't know. I don't recall yours off the top of my head. That doesn't mean I haven't gotten them. I came to work tonight, and over the weekend, I received over, I think, 60 or 70 emails. So,
okay, well, anyway.
Maybe it's in there.
After the last time I talked to you, which was 3 weeks ago, I sent out some emails, and I posted them on my website. Basically, I was just listing all these words that this war made me feel, and I had to actually make some words up because, you know, there are things happening right now with this so-called war or invasion of Iraq that need to have words to define them. For example, you know, what do you call it when you make somebody so angry at you that they want to blow themselves up with the intent just so they might be able to hurt you? You know, I had to make up the word kamikaze-sized. But anyway, I went through a really dark time, and I questioned everything. I questioned my own religion, my spiritual beliefs. I questioned everything, and I went through a very dark period of days. But eventually, I came out of on the other side, and I've since determined myself that I have to remain positive in this in the struggle here. I mean, this is a struggle for peace. And I've come to the realization that it's extremely important for myself and maybe other people too, if they want to focus on the positive and to, you know, for example, I've got a bumper sticker that says "War is not the answer." You know, to me, that's not even the right way to do it. Even though that is true, instead of saying the negative, we have to say the positive. Okay, peace is the answer. Okay, promote that and not so much focus on the negativity, but it's extremely important to just hold your ground and speak the truth as you see it. And you know, and this war is crazy. I mean, what part of thou shalt not kill do these people not understand? You know, thousands of people have been killed as a direct result of this invasion. Not to mention who knows how many more in the coming days or weeks, however long it takes to so-called liberate this country. And you know, and I there was a very disturbing article that talked about how the looters had got into one of the archaeological museums in Baghdad and destroyed vases that were thousands of years old and just tore the place up. Anything worth of value was taken. And I mean, this part of the country, I mean, this part of the world, Iraq, was the cradle of civilization, and we've taken it and polluted it with tons of depleted uranium, which is radioactive.
Yeah, it was once called Mesopotamia.
Yeah.
Well, you make good points, Don. And one of the things that I'm going to make a calculated effort to do on the program tonight is to give everyone a handful of moments on the air. We have backlog of calls stacked up, and I want to try to get through as many calls as I can. And I'll try to resist the idea of saying a lot. So you are welcome anytime. I hope it's not another 3 weeks before you call again, and I thank you for your call this morning. What I will do, though, is read some news stories from time to time. But in terms of my thoughts on the situation in the Middle East, this program is about you calling in and sharing your thoughts and feelings about this. And so far tonight, we've had one person support the war. We also had one call in at the beginning that hung up, that decided not to go on the air. But this is just... This is something that's hard to comprehend from my view. Let me share a couple of news stories, and then we have Kathleen